John Cordero slumped in the saddle, fell off his horse, and landed in a heap in the dirt and tall grass as the horse danced away. Shocked, Noah jumped off his horse and kneeled beside his stepdad. John? John, are you okay? John moaned and rolled to his side. A fine sheen of sweat covered his rugged face, now sickly pale. His unfocused eyes filled with pain.
I have to tell you. Is anything broken? Were you hurt?
John grabbed Noah's arm.
I'm okay. Need to tell you.
John closed his eyes and tried to catch his breath. Noah tamped down his panic and worries. A moment ago, they'd been sitting atop their horses on the overlook, staring at the long expanse of speckled horse ranch spread out before them. Now Noah grabbed John's hands and pulled him up to sitting, hoping the weakness he felt in John didn't mean something serious.
I need to get you home into a hospital.
Noah's mind went to a stroke or heart attack, neither of which he wanted to be true. John's limbs remained limp, his body unsteady. Noah went around to John's back, squatted, wrapped his arms around John's middle, and lifted him up to his feet.
Come on, old man, help me out.
John reached for the saddle pommel. Noah held him in place with his shoulder, reached down, grabbed his jean-clad leg, and helped him put his boot in the stirrup. It took all Noah's strength to lift and push John into the saddle. Before John could topple down again, Noah swung up behind him. Lucky for him, the horse took their combined weight without throwing them both off. Noah grabbed the reins and hooked one hand around John to keep him steady.
You okay? This is damn embarrassing. You'll get over it.
Noah nudged the horse to head home and kept their pace brisk, even though he wanted to gallop.
Hold tight. We'll be there soon.
John placed his hand over Noah's on his stomach.
You run this place well.
A man of few words, John didn't say things he didn't mean. The praise stunned Noah.
I learned from the best.
Noah tried to pull John up, but John slumped forward again.
I'm a difficult man. Set in my ways, rode you harder than any of the ranch hands.
That he did, no sense arguing the truth. Noah had resented John's relentless drive when he was young. He had more than a few moments where he believed John thought he couldn't do anything right. But John sprinkled just enough praise and encouragement along the way to remind Noah that John wanted him to be the best and a partner he could count on. Noah owed John so much, so he'd worked hard to earn his place on Speckled Horse Ranch at John's side.
Your mother was a good woman. She loved you, loved me, even though I never made it easy. She was happy here.
Thinking about his mother always made him sad. She had married John when Noah was 2. 4 years later, she died from complications due to an ectopic pregnancy.
I don't remember her well, but I still miss her.
The admission didn't come easy. John's big body trembled with the effort to stay upright in the saddle. His skin turned a sickly gray. Noah wondered if all this talk about the ranch and his mother meant John wanted to join her in heaven. The thought stopped his heart. They couldn't cover the ride down the hill and across the wide pasture fast enough.
Beth was happy here. I was happy with her,
John confided. When Noah's mother died, John sat him down in his study and told him straight out that no matter what, he'd stay on the ranch. From that day on, even though he was only a boy of 6, John had taught him how to run the ranch, working day in and day out side by side. Noah had no other family. He couldn't lose the only father he'd ever known.
After I lost Beth, well, no one could replace her. I tried but never found that kind of connection. So I settled. Lisa played to my ego. She made me feel young and alive again. But that all changed almost the minute we got married.
Noah hadn't liked Lisa the second he'd met her. The feel of the house changed the instant she moved in, and he never got that sense of his mother and home back. Lisa's presence, the way she changed this and redecorated that, sucked out the last reminders of Noah's mom. She wanted the place to feel like her home, too, but the callous way she went about it stung. He also resented Lisa for the way she treated John and their marriage, leaving him when times got tough. It left John even more closed off and disheartened.